From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Anchorage, Alaska, it's been cold, even below zero, and air pollution there is on the rise. Carbon monoxide levels have exceeded federal standards. Much of the problem, the city says, comes from car engines idling, warming up in the morning before work. About 70% of the cars in Anchorage have electric engine block heaters installed, but not enough people apparently have been using them. In Fairbanks, Alaska, 358 miles to the north, too many people are leaving their cars running in parking lots, leaving them quite available for car thieves. Eric Jukes is a sergeant with the Fairbanks Police Department. He says car thefts go up when the temperature goes down.
Right now it's 38 below.
38 real degrees below, that's not wind chill.
Correct, no wind chill.
So that far below zero, it would be tempting to leave your car running when you're going into the grocery store right quick, right?
Yeah, it would.
And people are actually slipping off with the cars?
Yeah, what happens, of course, and I ran just one query on our computer system for stolen cars, and I might have missed some, but most of them are in high pedestrian traffic areas. People go into a store or any place that they're going to be, and they want to come back out to a warm car, and so they leave it. And of course, most people lock their cars when they go in, but some people don't, whether they just have one set of keys or they just don't want to lock it and leave it because they feel it'll be okay. So that, and then they leave it running, and of course you have a pedestrian that is tired of walking at 38 below, and you know they jump in it and go where they need to go.
And just leave it there?
Sometimes, and sometimes it's driven, you know, for maybe an extended period of time and then recovered.
When they leave it someplace with the engine running, right?
Normally not. Normally the ones we find are either in the ditch or, you know, somewhere that the car was, you know, left in less than an ideal state.
So you're saying, let me see if I understand this, have two sets of keys, leave the car running if you want to, and then lock the door.
If you feel you need to leave your car running, of course, it's best to at least lock the door. Of course, people need to realize that that's certainly not a fail-safe, that you can break a window faster than you unlock a car door.
Now, many people in Alaska install block heaters in the engines and they hook up to electricity, but I gather many people don't.
Most people have their car, like you said, we call it winterized, you know, different heating mechanisms to keep your car warm. But if you went to a mall or a grocery store or something like that, they don't have the facility to plug your car in. And so most of the facilities to plug your car in are places where you're going to leave it for an extended period of time, your place of employment or your home, where it's going to sit for 6 to 8 or 10 hours.
Sergeant Jukes, any idea about how to solve the problem?
Don't leave your keys in your car with it running. You know, if you're going to go in for just a couple hours, shut it off and come back out to a cold car, and it'll heat up in 10 or 15 minutes and be just like it was before. Of course, it's a traffic violation. You'd receive a parking ticket for what the statute is deemed as unattended idling prohibited, is the title of it. And essentially, it's against the law to idle your car unattended on a public street.
Sergeant Jukes, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
You're welcome, Noah.
Eric Jukes of the Fairbanks, Alaska Police Department.